Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, cats, furry and fabulous at any age, senior proofing your home, and we'll discover the secrets behind your cat's whiskers. And we will start with something from Catster. Furry and fabulous at any age. Let's look at some pertinent health tips for every stage of your cat's life. As a result of great nutrition, grooming, lifestyle products that mimic human lifestyle trends, and state-of-the-art veterinary care, our cats are living well into their teens and not uncommonly into their 20s. Addressing key issues at every life stage from kittenhood through the golden years goes a long way to improve your cat's overall general health and well-being. First is spay or neuter early. Timing is everything. Organizations such as the American Association of Feline Practitioners, the Catalyst Council, and the American Veterinary Medical Association endorse that kittens should be spayed or neutered by 5 months of age, when they can potentially experience their first heat. Yes, they can be pregnant when they are still kittens. Research has shown that if a cat is spayed before the age of 5 months, it virtually eliminates the risk of unwanted litters, says Esther Meckler, longstanding feline welfare advocate and founder of Marion's Dream, the organization behind the Feline Fix by Five initiative. The number of kittens born every year during kitten season, let alone the rest of the year, is staggering. And earlier surgery can really help to reduce the number of unwanted and homeless kittens. Further, doing this surgery at a younger age also lessens the risk of mammary cancer as the cat ages, Esther adds. It also curbs behavioral issues such as peeing outside of the litter box, a primary reason cats lose their homes and land in shelters. Feed the right diet. The nutrition that kittens get while they're growing will affect their health for the rest of their lives. So feeding a premium kitten diet is an investment in their future. It's best to feed both canned and dry food since they only have baby teeth when young and can't chew very well, explains Dr. Drew Wagner, owner of the Cat Doctor, an all-feline practice in Atlanta, Georgia, and longstanding board member of the Win Feline Foundation, an organization whose primary focus is the health and well-being of all cats. Vitamins and supplements are not needed when using a high-quality diet. Neither is milk, nor tidbits from the table, Dr. Wagner says. Get your kitten used to measured food amounts, even if you free-feed to avoid obesity from the beginning. And check with your veterinarian about the right time to switch to adult formula. Typically, most cats are fully grown around 6 months of age, but certain large breeds can continue growing up to 1 year, Dr. Wagner explains. Feeding kitten food after that will definitely contribute to obesity. The best way to tell is to ask your veterinarian when your cat will become an adult. It's often when all their adult teeth are in. Don't skip kittens' vet visits. No matter where you got your kitten from, do not skip the first checkup. And ensure she gets all of her shots. Testing for feline leukemia and FIV is routine. Unfortunately, many kittens, especially strays or those of unknown parentage, have these diseases, which are often fatal, but can take years to manifest. Best to check. Deworming is also very important. Stool tests are often negative in kittens, even when they have intestinal parasites, which have a very significant effect on their growth rate. So preemptive deworming is imperative. And do it more than once. Get a wellness profile. Annual physical exams often reveal underlying issues such as dental disease, heart murmurs, and obesity as cats age. When you book an annual visit, advise the receptionist that you want lab tests called wellness profiles. These tests detect the early stages of diseases such as diabetes and kidney disease. And when caught early, simple treatments such as dietary change can be very effective. Don't overeat. Yummy tidbits are very important, and it's a way of spending quality time and dispensing love. But be sure not to overeat, overtreat. Not to overtreat, no matter the life stage. Count the treat calories as part of your cat's daily caloric intake to avoid too much weight gain. Check those teeth. Don't skip regular exams of kitty's teeth. Dental care is not only important in preserving teeth, but the chronic inflammation and infection associated with dental disease also increases the likelihood of kidney disease and heart disease. Check to see if your veterinarian offers discounts during February, which is Pet Dental Month. Always make time for fun and games. Toys and puzzle games provide mental and physical stimulation, essential for a cat to remain fit and in good health at all life stages. It's particularly important if your cat is home alone for long periods and doesn't have much human company while you are at work. Adjust for the senior years. As cats age, they generally have a more sedentary lifestyle and keep a lot and sleep a lot more. So it's time to have another discussion about diet with your veterinarian. It's not only a matter of changing the food to serve a formula specifically for your cat's challenging needs, but you need to have a discussion about amounts too. Cats, just like humans and dogs, lose muscle mass as they age, and it's important to keep them moving and active. Older cats are also not as agile and can have problems grooming themselves properly and will benefit with some basic grooming help. Keep the hair trimmed between their toes and also around the anus so litter doesn't get stuck in those areas. Use special bullnose scissors so as not to cut into the skin in these delicate areas, or ask your veterinarian for help. See the vet more often. Ideally, senior and especially geriatric cats should visit the veterinarian's office every 6 months for a physical exam. At this age, one human year equals about four cat years. So even biannual exams for your cat is equivalent to humans seeing the doctor every other year, Dr. Wagner explains. Cats are masters at hiding illness and will act perfectly normal until they crash and burn without notice. It's so common to see these critically ill geriatric cats that their owners swear were normal the week before. And they're not wrong. Wellness profiles are essential to finding significant illness before this happens and may save your cat's life, he cautions. Since many cats go without routine dental care, it's common for those cats to have infected, broken, or missing teeth. Once again, they often won't show symptoms, and the chronic infection damages internal organs. Correcting this requires anesthesia, which can be performed safely, and the proper preparation and lab tests can also be performed. To sum up, watch Kitty's diet throughout her life. Don't miss vet visits. Check those teeth. Don't over-treat. And always play with Kitty at every stage of her life to keep her active. Every one of these health tips is pertinent to keeping your kitty not only furry and fabulous, but also mentally alert and physically fit throughout her life. And this article came with a little graphic that says, adapt for your cat's real age, and here they are. The kitten stage. In cat's age, it's 0 to 6 months. That's equivalent to the human 0 to 10 years. The junior stage, 7 months to 2 years, is equivalent to the human 12 to 24 years. Prime years. In a cat, it's 3 to 6 years. In humans, that would be 28 to 40 years. Mature would be 7 to 10 years in the cat and 44 to 56 years in a human. Senior, 11 to 14 years in a cat, 60 to 72 years in a human, and the geriatric stage, 15 years plus, would be equivalent to 76 to 100 plus years in a human. And there's a little bonus in here in this article, and it says, stash your cash. This is a good idea. If you don't have pet insurance for your cat, consider starting her own fund and putting away a fixed amount monthly throughout her life. This way you will have the funds you should you ever need them as she ages. Good idea, huh? Next, also in Catster, the perfect cat for your life stage. Choosing the right kitty isn't as simple as picking out the most adorable whisker face you can find. You need to consider how your lifestyle is able to meet the needs of your chosen feline pal. It's not as much your age, but your stage in life that plays a role in deciding what type and age of cat is the best for you. Single professional is the first category, or the first stage. Are you on your own, trying to make your mark in the world and focused on your career? If you're away from home for many hours at a time, a kitten or high-maintenance breed like a Bengal, Ragdoll, or Persian might not be the right cat for you. A young adult cat who has already been socialized and through her wild and crazy kittenhood of a lower-maintenance breed is a smarter choice. Of course, your adult cat will need plenty of places to nap, things to climb, and stimulating toys to play with too, so she won't get bored while home alone. A bonded kitty pair who can keep each other company might be the best fit for an on-the-go single person who might work late hours and socialize late hours too. If you have young children, families with babies or toddlers can be a wonderful environment for an easygoing older cat or for a young adult. Gentle breed cat like a Maine Coon, a Burman, or Sphinx. Toddlers might be a little too aggressive to be around very young kittens, and parents of young children may be a little too occupied with the kids to give needy kittens the handling and socialization they need. Older adult cats can also be good with younger children, as they tend to be calm and don't get stressed as easily as a very young cat. Older cats also tend to sleep quite a bit, and anyone looking for on YouTube has seen plenty of cute babies and cats slumbering peacefully together. If you have older children, once the kids get older and can be taught how to handle them, kittens and young cats can be a great addition to today's modern family. My friend Linda and her family just adopted their very first kitten after previously adopting all adult cats. Everyone from Linda's husband to her 13-year-old son is fascinated, watching Paws and his tiny kitten antics, not to mention his rapid growth. Even their adult cats and dog are captivated by the tiny bundle of fluff. Kittens can teach kids responsibility and how to take care of another loving being, not to mention they are great fun to play with, too. Those more energetic breeds of any age, like Maine Coons, Bengals, and Siberians, might also be a good choice as a family cat. The cats are your kids. A kitten is a wonderful choice for someone established in his or her career who doesn't have kids at home or travel a lot. So the cats are your kids. At this life stage, you have some good parenting, pet, or just plain life experience, which will come in handy. Kittens need lots of supervision to keep them out of trouble, as well as plenty of love and handling to become loving social creatures. They also need someone who has patience to spare as they explore their environment and get into things too. Adult cats from some of the more affection-needy breeds like the Sphinx, Cornish Rex, or the Egyptian Mau are also perfect for the single person or couple who has the time and love to devote to them. Senior cats may also be a good choice, since these cats may require closer observation in order to discover any medical issues that may come up as they age, and someone who can afford the vet bills. And if you are a silver adult, for a retired senior adult, the best feline fit depends on his or her lifestyle. There are very active seniors who spend a lot of time out of the house traveling, doing community service, or hobbies like golf, and they might not be a great fit for a kitten, but rather an adult, low-maintenance breed or two. An older, calmer kitty is great for someone who is more of a homebody, looking for a cat to sit by his or her side, keeping them company while they watch TV, or they might enjoy the extra energy that a tiny kitten brings. Once you decide to bring a cat or kitten into your life, no matter what age or breed you choose, give her lots of love and attention, along with everything else she will need to live a long and happy life with you. What about senior-proofing your home? This is written by Stacy N. Hackett, also at Catster. When your cat was still a young kitten, you probably took steps to kitten-proof and kitten-proof your home, such as moving household cleaners where she couldn't access them and keeping sewing supplies in a safe place. As your cat enters her senior years, you need to revisit some of the areas around your home to make sure they are safe and comfortable for your older pet. First, move the litter box. As your cat ages, she might develop arthritis or other joint issues that make it harder to jump and climb. In addition, a senior cat might also have less control over her bladder and bowels. Considering that combination, stiff joints and litter box urgency, look for ways to make the litter box more accessible. For example, if you have a two-story house, place a litter box on each floor. Older cats should have easy access to food, water, and litter boxes, so if they choose not to climb stairs, they don't have to, says Emily Levine, DVM, DACVB, the Director of Behavioral Services at the Animal Behavioral Clinic of Animal Emergency and Referral Associates in Fairfield, New Jersey. Don't worry, though. Stiff joints may make her move a little slower. Your senior cat will likely keep up with her good litter box habits. Make things easier for her by purchasing a box with lower sides so it doesn't take so much effort to get in and out. If your senior cat starts consistently missing the litter box, she might have a medical issue. Take her to the vet for a thorough exam as soon as possible. And make it easier to climb. Stiff joints can also make it more difficult for your senior cat to reach her favorite resting places, such as a warm windowsill or the top spot on the cat tree. That doesn't make those spots less desirable, just more of a challenge to reach. To help prevent her slipping or otherwise hurting herself when she tries to access these spots, find ways to make it easier for her to get to them. Help her reach the windowsill by placing a chair or stool underneath it or by purchasing specially made pet stairs. Look for items that give your senior cat firm, steady footing that won't rock or move when she jumps up or down from another level. If your senior cat's favorite spot is no longer easily accessible, introduce her to a new one. Dr. Levine, who is board certified in the area of animal behavior, recommends putting your cat's favorite bed in a warm spot free of drafts where she can feel safe and comfortable. While most cats love curling up in warm spots, make sure your cat doesn't become overheated. It may be tempting to put a heating pad in her bed, but too much heat can burn your cat. Keep playing. As your cat ages, she will likely want to spend more time curling up in a warm spot to sleep. It's natural for her playful behavior to lessen and mellow. But regular playtime still helps keep her healthy. Look for gentle ways to encourage her to play, such as waving a wand toy or placing pieces of her dry food for her to hunt and eat. And don't worry, older cats sometimes prefer to be left alone for longer periods of time. That's okay. The idea is to gently encourage regular activity for continued health, which will also help maintain the bond you share with her. Be concerned if you may be tempted to adopt a kitten or a young cat to help your senior cat return to her kittenish ways. Dr. Levine recommends against this course of action. A rambunctious kitten climbing all over you, your cat, may be more detrimental than helpful, she says. And people have a tendency to focus on the young cat and ignore the older one. Other ways your seizure cat can be more comfortable and safe in your home include the following. Help your senior groom herself, especially in difficult-to-reach areas. You can comb or brush them. Add nightlights in dark hallways for older cats with poor vision. Avoid rearranging furniture or creating new obstacles in homes where the senior cats are blind or have failing vision. Approach a cat who is deaf or losing her hearing from the front to avoid startling her. Approach the cat from the front. Finally, continue to offer your cat the basic provisions you always have. Fresh water and nutritious food become even more important as a cat enters her senior years. If chewing becomes more difficult for your senior, switch her to a canned diet or mix canned in with her kibble. Now, from Catster, Viva Vibrasse. Discover the secrets behind your cat's whiskers by Sandy Robbins. Whiskers are so much more than a beautiful facial feature to enhance a feline's good looks. They are nature's amazing version of a radar early warning system that literally guides every step a cat takes. As a result, cats are capable of truly amazing feats, such as walking on ledges, gauging and jumping distances, and squeezing through narrow spaces. Let's get physical. The veterinarian term for whiskers is vibrasse, from the Latin word vibrio, meaning to vibrate. These long, stiff hairs project outward prominently on the muzzle, on either side of the nose, and on the cheek areas. If you look closely, there are also shorter whiskers protruding from under the chin, above the eyes, the feline version of eyebrows, and also at the back of their front paws, which I call curb feelers, also known as carpal whiskers. While whiskers are usually straight, they can also be curly. All whiskers, wherever they are located on the body, have very delicate sensory feelers or touch receptors at the tip. These are called proprioceptors and are designed to send tactile signals to the brain and nervous system. These delicate hairs also respond to vibrations in the air. Consequently, this kitty radar system allows them to detect even the smallest changes in their immediate surroundings to make quick, safe decisions with regard to their next immediate movement. Engage whether they can jump a certain distance by visually measuring the distance, fit in a narrow space, and walk on a pencil-thin ledge, even in the dark. And they assist a cat when he's hunting to catch prey and still remain out of harm's way in the process. Consequently, whiskers should never be cut or pulled on. Also, because of the work they do to keep a cat safe, they are extremely sensitive, even to playful touch. So, cats prefer if you look but don't touch. In the mood, apart from being a highly accurate guidance, tracking and radar system, whiskers are also serve as an indicator of a cat's mood. When they are immobile, the cat is sitting or lying contentedly in a favorite snooze zone. They can bunch up and flatten against the face, indicating a potential danger and hence fear of pending situation. When every hair on the cat's body and tail also fluffs out, giving the appearance that the cat has doubled in size, it's a sign that a cat believes himself to be in real imminent danger. When the whiskers swivel and point forward, it is a feline sign of going into hunting mode, even if the prey is a favorite toy. So sensitive. Some people believe that cats fed meals in small bowls may suffer from whisker fatigue or whisker stress when the delicate whiskers are in constant touch with the sides of a bowl. There are even several food bowls on the market designed to take the whiskers into account when a cat is eating. However, there is no scientific proof backing this up. Catster contacted the American Association of Feline Practitioners for its view on whisker fatigue. Elizabeth Collarin, DVM, DABVP, Feline, who is the CEO for Chico Hospital for Cats, Incorporated, an AAFP board member and past president plus co-chair of the Cat Friendly Practice Committee, tells Catster, whiskers are very important sense organs for cats. The brassae detect small motion, even air movement, to help this far-sighted species with close-up objects. They are useful in dark spaces, for example, hunting in the woods for a mouse, so it is theoretically possible for overstimulation. This might be similar to smelling an odor for a while and then the odor isn't detectable any longer. However, there's absolutely no evidence that it happens or that it changes a cat's interest in food. It is perilous to blame an unproven theory for any change for a cat's appetite. It might mean electing not to pursue this very, very important alteration in a cat's behavior. Any cat who has changes in his or her interest and behavior around eating should see a veterinarian to find out why this is so. Cats do have preferences about how they consume nutrients. Some even prefer drinking out of a cup or glass, which won't protect whiskers from being touched. And while there are lots of myths around cats in general, there is no definitive myth around surrounding the whiskers. Some people believe that if a cat loses a whisker, picking it up and keeping it will bring it good luck. They do grow back. The idiom to be the cat's whiskers means to be better or superior to everyone else. It's similar to being the cat's meow, the cat's pajamas, the bee's knees, or the best thing since sliced bread. It all makes sense. Cats are superior, even though dogs know that. No animal has an innate radar system quite like a fabulous feline. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening, and please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.